Crazy Porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy. Scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Pork Therapy here. First of all, thanks for listening. I have a little pre-announcement before the show that you're about to hear. Mike and I recorded this episode about swearing, but since we wanted it to be radio-friendly, since we know we are heard on the Liberty Radio Network, we actually decided to replace most of the swear words with a very special alternative, which I'll share in a minute. Mike related to me that he forgot to tell a story on the show that he wanted y'all to hear about. Mike has some kids in his life that he spends a lot of time with, and he wanted to stop swearing around those kids, and so he began replacing any swear word that entered his vocabulary with the word state, because he thought of the state as a vile entity that was deserving of curse word status. So in reverence to his little tradition, we are going to replace all the swear words in the show with state. And so we hope you enjoy it. Thanks again for listening.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
Howdy-do.
Howdy-do, Mike. That's a new one.
This is Pork Therapy.
Yes. And I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mike.
Thank you for listening.
And that's our episode.
Yeah.
See you next week.
We've never had such a short episode. It's only 17 seconds. This is a record. So, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
So far, so good.
Yes, it's nice to be here with you.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, keeping each other huddled together for warmth as we sit in the cold studio.
Quite literally.
Yes. We have a love seat for the reason of, you know...
Warmth.
It forces you to keep each other warm, yeah. So, anyway... what are we talking about tonight here on our show, Pork Therapy, where you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4 and ask us questions at questions@porktherapy.com?
Bleep if I know.
Wow. We are talking about swearing, actually.
Yay, swearing. Profanity, cussing.
Yes, those are synonyms for, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, just the fact that it's called swearing, isn't a swear, like, isn't that like a religious origin?
I don't know if it's religious, but it's even got an etymological definition that's different than a cuss word, right? A swear is like a promise, isn't it? A threat.
Hmm. Let's see. We're looking it up, and what have we got here?
Okay, where's our etymology? To make a solemn declaration.
Mm-hmm. Invoking a deity. That's why I thought it was a religious thing, yes.
Interesting. To make a solemn promise. Mm-hmm. To use profane oaths.
Profane oaths.
To give evidence or testimony under oath.
Right.
To swear. Oh my gosh, it does mean all these things. Even as a curse, even as cuss word, profane oath. Profane has the definition of relating or devoted to that which is not sacred or biblical.
Well, not then my whole life is profane.
So even that origin is kind of religious. Even the one where we use it to mean a swear word, a cuss word.
Yeah.
Curse. That's kind of...
That's another mystical kind of magical.
I curse
you. I put a hex on you.
Right.
No, I really don't put a hex on you, Mike.
I put an octagon on you.
I put a square on you because you're a square.
Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway, so we're talking about those words tonight, right? Why do people react so emotionally to these words?
Why do they
bother people so much? Why can't you say them on the radio? Well, you can, of course. You can say whatever
you
want.
Yeah, why is it illegal to say certain... Right. Is it illegal or is it against FCC rules and they'll use the force of government to enforce the rules?
The latter.
Okay, so it's not illegal, but you've got the force of government upon you if you... use them and don't pay their fines.
And recently there's been this fleeting expletives thing. I mean, the rules kind of change over time, right?
Oh, of course.
It was Pacifica, right? Pacifica case with, was this George Carlin's
the Pacific,
seven dirty words,
yeah.
Right? There were seven words that you couldn't say on the radio. And then there was, if you look up the history of obscenity laws or whatever in the U.S., it's quite interesting in a bad way. So there were seven, the original seven words that you could not say on the on the radio, and then over time that faded more to like five dirty words that you couldn't say. So,
right. And then even the worst one, the F-bomb, Bono from U2, the lead singer from U2, used in an award ceremony in one of the fashions in which it's used. It's a very versatile word. And
many derivatives.
Yeah, but he said it, and the FCC didn't fine him and said, well, that's that in that use, it's okay. And that's kind of where the fleeting expletives came about, right?
Wow, yeah. No, the fleeting expletives was another Supreme Court, separate Supreme Court thing, like years after Bono said it.
Oh.
But I don't know. To me, it just seems so arbitrary. It's almost not worth like harping on the details.
It is arbitrary. I mean, it's a phoneme. It's a sound that comes out of your mouth.
Yes. It's and why just is, a sound.
Why is Schlackum any worse than Penelope? You know?
What a wonderful example, Mike. I love your examples. Well, no, seriously. One of these words, okay. One of these words on this list of seven dirty words that you couldn't say on the radio in the 1970s.
From George Carlin's list.
From George Carlin's list is tits. Okay. Now, as far as I know, you can still say tits on the radio. It's, you know, maybe not the most classy thing to say sometimes, but you can still say it. But if you say a word, like, if you say a different phoneme, like, let's pretend it's this, or so that could kind of sound like tits, but it's not. You're not saying it. You're not
right.
So
and let's actually talk about changing just the sound, but not the meaning. So the F-bomb,
yes,
in our language, is used in TV shows and primetime TV now, or at least in these days. Mm-hmm. Like I believe it was Battlestar Galactica, the new version of the show. Right? They'd always say frack, right. Mother fracker. That kind of thing. And they're using it exactly the same way. It has the exact same meaning. But that's okay. Because it's not this particular sound that's so evil.
Right.
I just don't get it. I mean, I do get it because government is stupid. But they're punishing, they're censoring, they're coming down on with force users of a sound. Not even the meaning. Right?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Well, for that matter, Mike, one of your favorite examples about this to bring up is... there was a rapper, Snoop Dogg,
right?
Who invented this word, shizzle, right?
Shizzle, my nizzle.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's trying to say a certain word that starts with S, right, without saying that word.
And even the nizzle.
And yeah, and then that too. And so he's trying to say some things that maybe some people might find offensive.
And he just says it using different sounds, meaning the exact same thing.
Exact
and everyone,
same thing.
And it's a pop song on the radio.
Yeah.
Which I'm pro. I'm all for that. I think that's great.
Right.
It points out the stupidity of censorship.
Yes.
But I guess it does two things. It points out the stupidity and just gives the entire world, the entire culture, a way around it. Like, all you have to do is say biatch instead of bitch when bitch was not allowed, right?
Right.
It's just so stupid.
Or see you next Tuesday instead of, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't
And then look at... I guess we're getting slightly off of swearing here, but we're talking about, at the moment, government censoring the sounds, not the meanings. Well, on TV shows and in prime time when this neighborhood standards are apparently the rule, they will allow you to flip off a camera with your middle finger, which means F-bomb you, but they won't allow you to say it, right? They'll allow certain things and not others. They'll show... a bullet piercing someone's brain and blood spurting on a violent, you know, cop show or something. But they won't allow you to say a swear word.
Right.
You know? They won't show rape, but they'll show a violent sexual scene.
Right. Violence.
You know, even if they don't show the sex because the sheets are covering it or whatever, they're showing violence and sex, but they're not saying the F-bomb.
Yeah.
So retarded.
Well, the violence in particular is a really interesting one because, you know... these shows like Cops, you know, the shows that show police brutality. Like, those cops are actually saying stuff like, get on the ground, mother... state. And, you know, all this. And then... whatever.
We are apparently going to edit this episode.
Bleep it out. Anyway, so these cops are saying this stuff. But... And so the TV is, like, bleeping out those violent, like, expletives and those threatening language to go back
violence.
To the definition of swearing. The threatening words. But it's showing the actual violence.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, you know, it's going to harm a child or somebody's mind or their mindset, their worldview, if they hear a sound, but not if they see someone beating someone else up or shooting or getting raped or whatever.
Yeah.
None of that will harm them.
Preposterous.
It is absolutely ludicrous. It's like security theater.
Yeah.
It's something the government jumps on to enforce with force because it, without thinking about it, it sounds like they're protecting children. They're doing a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your children to hear bad things. We're going to make rules and laws and, not laws, rules, and we're going to enforce them with fines. And if you don't pay the fines, then there's laws because you'll go to jail.
Right.
But who are they protecting? And from what? A sound. They're not protecting them from violence. They're not protecting them from watching TV. They're not doing anything.
And as if those kids have never heard those words before. Like,
right.
If they're around anyone else who's even, like, remotely their age, or if they're around adults, or if they're on the
human
internet.
Beings.
If they're around human beings, they're going to hear those combinations of sounds, and they're going to figure out that, hey, this is a word that maybe you don't say in polite company, or,
right.
You know,
that's how
some people use this word in a threatening way, or
right.
Whatever.
If I had children, that's what I would teach them. You know, they would have heard me say the swear words long before they learned them
sure.
from their friends.
Yeah.
Which is something we should talk about next because I've been trying to quit.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have heard me say them, and if they ever asked or if they ever repeated it, I'd explain, you know, that word means this in this context.
Right.
And a lot of people get angry when you say that, so you got to beware.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if they said it, and I'm going to leave it up to them to learn the responsibility. It's just a sound.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, I actually said that I remember actually saying that to my mother. Like, when I was a kid,
uh-huh.
I heard my parents swear around the house.
Right.
I heard them say all this stuff in private. And,
yep.
You know, and then I would start to say it. You know,
uh-huh.
I would use those words when I felt that it helped me express what I was trying to say. And then my mother would say, well, don't say that.
Right.
And I'd say, it's just a word. It's just a sound.
Wow.
I actually said that when
nice.
I was 12, you know, 11 or 12 years
right.
old. And my mother said, well, you just don't get it. You know, you'll get it when you're older. The classic fallbacks when parents hear something from a kid,
yeah.
That's just
the
like...
the way it is.
Yeah, that's, you know, if you're thinking about it rationally and you're not like in all this social stigma and all these like things put on you by culture, you're going to think, yeah, this is just a word. It's really not a big deal if I say this.
This actually goes way back to our episode with Brett on the
yes.
School Sucks Project, where one of his three main lessons that we learn in school is words, not deeds.
Right. Yeah. Right. Do as I say and not
right.
as I do. That
right.
was a classic example of
yeah.
that.
I do remember being a kid. I don't know how young, probably about the same age. No. I take it back. I was a little older, like 15 or 16 or something. And of course, my whole family knew that I knew swear words and they
yeah.
knew I swore it around friends and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I swore in front of my parents, and it was probably the F-bomb.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't get angry. They just said, don't say those. I don't want to hear those words. That's not respectful.
Ugh.
And I think...
Who is it not respectful of?
I don't know.
They're not respecting your
right.
desire to express your opinion,
right.
however you...
Well, none of us were,
express your feelings.
None of us were using nonviolent communication. But I think it was... I recall it being a very short period of time, like a week or a month or something... before I just started swearing in front of them, saying F-bomb regularly
yeah.
and blatantly, like explicitly, just to try to get a rise,
you
really.
Revel, Mike.
But I didn't get a rise, they just accepted it. So right from then on, I was 16 or whatever I was, I started swearing like a sailor, as the expression goes. I would say F all the time. And I think it's good in that it became just a sound for us,
yeah.
but I think it's bad in that I picked up early on a habit of swearing, and I swear a lot. And while I don't care if people swear, I realize that some of these words are meaningless, and I would like to stop saying them, and it's a real hard habit to break now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, because on one hand, sometimes I think that a well-placed F-bomb or a well-placed swear
mm-hmm.
can really help to make a point.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's just the way that those words are coming out of my mouth from my brain. You know, that's how I want to express myself. But yet I know that there are some people who it's just not an effective way to communicate with them, right? And it kind of goes back to, like, know your audience. I really don't like it when... people try to encourage me to filter my speech. You know, I feel like they're almost in a way censoring my thoughts because language parallels thought. And if I can't express myself the way I want, then I feel kind of confined and constricted.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I sometimes do feel these kind of incentives to not use profanity because I know that just some people just respond
right.
better
it's
to it.
It's a know your audience thing.
Yeah. And in fact, I actually read a study one time. I know you have an article that you pulled up. You wanted to talk about this, Mike. I read this article where people were getting MRIs, or actually fMRIs, so
right.
Functional MRI scan. It measures activity in certain portions of your brain in response to stimuli. And so people were played a stream of words, and you know it was people saying aggressively maybe things like "oh, celery," or like like you know, what else could they say? "Oh, door," and then they would say "oh, f," you know,
right?
And and when they said the swear words, you know, the English swear words that people had grown up speaking English, the part of the brain that controls fear, the amygdala, would
right.
light up. And then I even think that they did it with people who didn't speak English, and they played these English curse words for them
mm-hmm.
and the other words, and those people did not have the same response.
Interesting.
They didn't have the fear center of the brain light up, but it was something about the people who spoke English and knew what those things meant that made them fearful. And I guess that kind of goes back to the whole definition that we started off the show with, which was, you know, swearing is kind of making a threat or invoking a deity, right? That's what they said in the dictionary.
Right.
So I guess that drives at people's fear. But let's get into that article that that you wanted to read. It says, why do we swear?
It says, why the bleep do we swear? For pain relief. And this is from Scientific American. It's a relatively long article, I think, so I'm just going to read... Nah, it's not too long, but I'm just going to read one little paragraph from the middle, which
sure.
I think summarizes it.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, psychologists have found that swearing may serve an important function in relieving pain. Researchers speculate that brain circuitry linked to emotion is involved.
Mm.
Earlier studies have shown that unlike normal language, which relies on the outer few millimeters in the left hemisphere of the brain, expletives hinge on evolutionary ancient structures buried deep inside the right half. So basically they're saying that words linked to emotion, at least certain emotions,
yes.
can help you deal with pain.
That's actually really interesting because there are certain neurological conditions. This happens when people have strokes. So there are certain brain areas that control words, like language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there'll be certain people have strokes that affect areas of the brain, and they are unable to put together sentences.
Right.
There's one where people will just say words. They'll say like water, water, blue cloud, sky.
Right.
You know, they babble and they don't make sense. And then there's one where they just cannot say any words at all.
Hmm.
But in the second one, where they can't say any words at all,
they can
swear. Because what happens is they get frustrated, and then
oh.
it comes out of their reptile brain, the limbic system, which
right.
is really heavily linked with emotion. So they'll feel really frustrated. They'll be thinking a thought, but they can't get the sentence out. And then they'll say, crap, you know, like
right.
except they don't say crap.
Right, right.
You know, and so that... But only those angry words are the ones that they can get out.
So I think it's interesting to point out that I get that it's whatever you think is a swear word
mm-hmm.
will help you alleviate pain.
Right.
So if you think S-H-I-T isn't that bad, it's, for example, if you use it scientifically, which no one does, to mean feces,
mm-hmm.
it's probably not going to help you alleviate pain. But if you say, you know, Husker Du, and that means to you it's worse than the F-bomb, then that will help you alleviate pain, right? Because
yeah,
the sound that the F-bomb, which sounds like duck, will help will help English speakers alleviate pain if they shout it out, generally speaking. But like you said, someone who speaks only Chinese, it wouldn't help them at all because it's not a swear word to them. It's not linked to emotion.
But they would have maybe another word that
right.
would help them,
right.
I guess. So this is really interesting. Another little blurb from this article that you found from Scientific American called Why the Bleep Do We Swear for Pain Relief. They're interviewing psychologist Steven Pinker from Harvard, who wrote the book Stuff of Thought. And this book has an analysis of swearing. And this psychologist says... I suspect that swearing taps into a defensive reflex in which an animal that is suddenly injured or confined erupts in a furious struggle accompanied by an angry vocalization to startle and intimidate an attacker. So that kind of goes back to the fact that when people hear swear words, they react a certain way with this fear. And,
wow, interesting.
Know. So it's not only for the person who's making that sound, who's
Because if I hit my thumb with a hammer and shout out F...
Yeah.
That's not to scare away an attacker, but someone nearby me who wasn't expecting it might be scared.
Right.
Hmm.
And actually, you know, if you were being attacked by somebody and you just shouted out something angry like, rah, or something, yeah. You know, you just made a noise sound, like yeah. that. I don't know. Do you think it would be as effective at scaring them away as opposed to if you said,
I'm going to rip your head off, mother effer.
Yeah, exactly.
No, probably not.
I'm sorry, Mike. That's just it's funny because it like wasn't intimidating at all. Because
mother effer.
So nice. It was just Mike. just go on.
Anyway.
Right.
swearing.
Yes.
Swearing.
You know, okay, so here's something pretty funny. I remember I was browsing Brett from School Sucks has this blog, you know, it's schoolsucksproject.com,
right,
which is his website. I remember it was shortly after we recorded the show with him, I was like kind of browsing on his blog and I saw this blog post about the meaning of the word state. And it was the post was saying basically that the meaning of this word has changed over time. It used to mean poop, you know, just
right.
excrement, right? Then it became kind of a substitute for anything, like, oh, look at this state.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he
that's
said,
the state.
Yeah, that's the state. And then it became a good thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it went from negative to neutral to good. And then he said he was at, like, this barbecue or a party or something, and somebody's, like, taking, he's describing someone, like, taking a scoop of this food, and then the person, like, turns to Brett and he goes, have you tried it? This state is delicious.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing. And actually, another example of something similar is like the F-bomb.
Yeah.
That can mean negative things, neutral things, and positive things right now. It hasn't necessarily changed over time, although I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
But even now, it means so many things. Some are neutral, some are negative,
right.
some are positive.
And some of them are adjectives, too.
Yeah.
It's like effing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how can someone be offended by a word which can only sometimes be interpreted to possibly mean something negative?
Yeah, and I guess if they're offended by the, I guess like really
it's not
what,
the meaning that they're offended by.
Right, it's the tone, it's the
right.
message.
But it probably is the tone, but they're not censoring the tone. They're
yeah.
not educating you not to use that tone.
Right.
They're saying don't use that language. That's an adult word.
Right.
Wait, what's the word they use? Do they call it an adult word or
an adult word?
What do they call it in movie theater ratings? Adult language. They call it adult language.
Adult language.
How absurd is that? What adults do you know walk around saying F in every sentence? It's not an adult language.
Or as if only adults know what that means.
Right,
like,
right.
No, are you kidding? There's... Yeah, or as if you say that word, you become an adult, or
right.
what does that even mean? Yeah.
I wonder if systems of government, like the movie ratings thing, will mm-hmm. ever catch up to reality and society.
Oh,
in
yeah.
that, and they'll call a film adult language if it says shizzle in it. Will they ever have that on their list
yeah.
of words you can't say?
No. I wonder. Or will they ever start, you know, treating violence as they treat swearing
no.
and sex?
I yeah, mean, never.
No, I mean, it's so funny because some of these films that, you know, don't contain swears or sex but contain a lot of violence get these soft...
PG.
Horror, yeah,
yeah.
PG, PG-13.
Oh, hell... I guess PG is probably the lowest, but look at these Schwarzenegger and Sly Stallone and
oh,
Bruce
yeah.
Willis movies, exploding helicopters and you know, even if they don't show the guys die, there's five guys in that helicopter and then it explodes.
Right.
That's murder and there's death and there's bombs and missiles and kidnapping and
yeah.
all kinds of stuff that's like, yay, go. Look at even when we were kids or when I was a kid, Indiana Jones.
Oh,
I used
yeah.
to love those movies because they were... I just thought they were such well-told, fun stories.
Yeah.
But I've seen them again recently, and hell, I've seen them 20, 30 times,
mm-hmm.
and they're just so cavalier about murder.
Yes.
It disgusts me.
Yes. Yeah, I know. And you don't notice it if you're really immersed
yeah.
in those, and you're watching them all the time. You don't notice that violence. But yeah, like you said, Mike, I'm someone who doesn't watch movies often.
Right.
And sometimes I'll walk in on someone else watching a movie,
right.
or I'll catch a little bit of it, and I'll be like, oh, how is that? Why would people do this for fun?
Right.
Like, watching all these people get torn limb from limb
right.
and blown up. And
right. Saw. The movie Saw.
Yeah.
And
it's called an action movie.
Yeah.
It's like, as nothing is happening unless people are getting killed. Like, that's a little bit screwed up.
Yeah, how ironic is that?
It's this a
is,
lot screwed
I'm
up.
I'm basically saying the same thing again. But how ironic is it that you have a movie like Saw or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or any of these disgusting horror genre movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And those movies are rated R because of swear words.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of ridiculous and swear words.
Yes.
There's a comedian, Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
And when he was on Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
What's that show called? Loveline. Long, long ago, I used to listen to them. And there was a point at which he said, that's not funny. That's not ridiculous. That's recalculous.
Right.
And I thought.
Yes.
I thought that was an actual word. Like recoculous.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that means better than ridiculous. So I started using it.
And I
said that around people. And then like months later, I realized, oh.
And then there was, I remember people started saying redonkulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a kid when that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right. It's like you can't say, like, the word dick is considered offensive on its own, but if it's ridiculous,
yeah,
then that's okay.
Right.
It's just the same sound in a different word and a different meaning. I don't know, Mike. I think things are pretty screwed up.
And I guess I'm just so flustered by this that I'm going to say the same thing again in different words. You could say, on TV and in movies and such with the ratings, you could say, I'm going to cut off your penis, but right. You can't say, I'm going to cut off your dick.
Right, right.
It means exactly the same thing.
Right.
And it's exceptionally violent.
Yeah, you're totally right. So, all right. Well, have we said all we want to say about this? I think we will be bleeping this.
Oh, my God. There's going to be so much editing.
Oh, that's fine. You know, I mean, we do kind of want to respect the wishes of the people who are broadcasting us, I guess, and the people who may want to listen to us without and listen and be open to our viewpoints.
Yes.
Without wanting to hear those specific words. So I guess we'll try to clean it up, bleep it up a little bit. Bleep it up. There you go. And if you know us in person, maybe you're here in New Hampshire, you can hear us saying these naughty words in person.
Naughty.
Right.
What's naughty about a word? Okay.
Yeah, it's the whole religious meme
yeah,
that, you know,
right.
Kids are fundamentally bad and
that's
they need
right.
to be punished and taught a lesson in very non-NBC kind of ways. So, anyway, I guess.
Although, I don't think swearing would be very NBC. Because of what it connotes.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I think you're right, Mike. I think if you hear someone swearing, you might be able to like put that into your NVC. Like,
right.
For instance, you hear someone swearing and you say, oh, I noticed that you're speaking differently, or I noticed that your voice
using
is raised.
This language.
Are you upset because you
yes.
hit yourself with a hammer, or are you,
right.
you know, are you in pain?
Right.
Are you upset?
Angry,
are you frustrated?
Right.
Are you angry? Are you, whatever.
I just meant it's non-threatening. And I guess yeah. I should make it explicit here that I'm not pro-swearing. I'm just not anti-swearing. Right? I don't think everyone should say
swear
F every minute. Yeah, I just don't find a problem if people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're state neutral, Mike. It does feel good to swear, I have to admit. It feels so good.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, I have a personal anecdote that I could tell, but I think I'm gonna leave that alone. It was about someone who was trying to get me to stop swearing. I had a frustrating day. Okay,
I guess you're telling it anyway.
No, I'm not gonna. Okay. I'm gonna keep my
if
mouth shut.
If you want to hear this anecdote, be sure to email Stephanie@porktherapy.com and ask for it on an episode.
That's right. And if you want to swear at us, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com, but please go easy on us.
We'll, and if you
swear at us, we're going to write back to you with nonviolent communication and ask you if you're feeling upset because because...
Actually, we didn't do that with our last email that said, why the F did you say NBC so many times?
Oh, well, we did. Actually, we
mentioned the swearing?
Yeah, I asked him if we didn't do that with the swearing.
Okay.
You're right, because he did swear in that email, but I asked him if he was feeling frustrated because he wasn't understanding what we were saying, and
that's right.
His need for clarity was not being met.
That's right.
So
we will. So
right.
There.
So if we are not meeting your need for clarity, please email us at questions@porktherapy.com. And meantime, you can visit our website, which is porktherapy.com, porktherapy.com.
You can hear all our past episodes there and check us out.
Yeah, and you can also hear us on the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm. And find us on Facebook and Twitter. Share us with your friends if you're so inclined, if you like our show.
Yeah.
And actually, right. You know, we should say we've recently gotten some donations, and we wanted to thank the
That's
donators.
Right.
We
really appreciate it.
Always appreciate that. It helps us pay for our hosting fees and our audio
equipment.
Quality and all the internet stuff that we have to fund. So if you like our show, no sign of appreciation is too small. Send us a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Buy Mike a hamburger, right?
Actually, any donations for quite a while are going to go to past expenses,
right?
Really.
Which would be our website and our microphone. And so if you would like to help us offset that and give us some market signals to keep doing what we're doing, then feel free to send a couple bucks our way. You can find that button on our website that says donate.
Thanks for donating. Thanks for listening. Thanks for swearing.
Thanks for swearing, yes. And until this time, it's Stephanie and Mike. Until next time, it's Stephanie and Mike.
Until this time.
Until this time, right.
Until this time, it's Stephanie and Mike. But from now on, it's Frank and Jed.
Who are you calling Frank? Anyway, bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy.